Cling to me, my heart dwellers, Jesus began. Turbulent times approach, and you must keep your heart and mind stayed on me and my omnipotence, my protection, my provision. Some of you will soon be with me in heaven, so walk now on this earth as if you are already there. As you read this, I am infusing great courage into your deepest being. Dear ones, we have become aware of a curse against us to cripple our prayer life. It is a heavy oppression that causes us to fluctuate and be distracted from prayer. My loved ones, pray twice as hard and twice as long, so the enemy will only manage to damage himself. Pray especially for the conversion of witches. The more they try to prevent our union in prayer with the Lord, the more we should cling to him and offer that struggle for the witches to be converted. The past few days and weeks have been an exercise in perseverance. Lord, please help me pray and concentrate as I should. Jesus replied, I see your efforts, beloved. I honor them, even though you feel like not much is accomplished. I honor your intention to persevere. I honor all your intentions. And do not forget that speaking to me all day long is also prayer. I think you're missing that point. Lord, I want to go back to prayer that I can really feel. Jesus replied, Forgive me, my bride. I am giving your feelings to another, so you must pray without the feelings of having prayed. Really? Yes, I know your limitations better than even you know, and I must reward you. Steadfast intentions to pray even without the feelings. All of you must learn to pray without the feelings because of this oppression. It changes nothing about your soul's intentions. In fact, there's more merit in praying this way than when you really feel it. But Lord, you talk about the effectiveness of fervent prayer. He continued, This perseverance through dryness and distraction is second best, but very powerful nonetheless. If you don't give in to distractions and leave off from prayer, there's more merit and power in your prayers. You see, what is coming against you counts also as you overcome it. It is your perseverance that counts. All of you, my dearest ones, come to grips with those things that are bothering you and put them in their place at the foot of the cross, and we shall work them out together. Remember that your enemy is well aware of all your buttons, and he will ride them. Seek me for your peace, and do not rule out the impossible. Remember also that I am with you, not against you. As the world prepares for war, I want you to prepare your hearts to be steadfast and wrapped around mine. Each moment of the day when you awake, I am there by your side. I want you to awake and recognize my presence so you will not have to face anything alone. For in all truth, you never face anything alone. I do not permit this. My angels are with you even when I do not reveal my own presence to you. Prayers have been heard for the delay of this war. However, that does not mean it will be held back indefinitely. Prayers have been heard for the delay of this war. However, that does not mean it will be held back indefinitely. Each day brings another set of options that my Father must consider, and when he will call a question changes from day to day. What you are aware of when you recognize my voice is the same as what I am aware of. you are my bride. Shall I not keep you abreast? I'm telling you now, it does not look good for this world. Time is closing in, and so are my father's options. Do what you can while you can, but do not grow anxious. Satan will try to rob you of your peace, and if you give in to his attempts to throw you off track, it won't be good. Remember that for every situation, I have made a way out. I have made provision. I am guarding and watching over you. So seek me and live. Lord, are you saying that we're on the brink of war? I am. But you must understand an operation as big as a world war takes much preparation from many different quarters. Things move very slowly. You often see only the tip of the iceberg, where I see its depth as well, and how close it really is. This is why I am asking you to pray for Israel. Much depends on what happens there, in that part of the world, and what will follow. You have been here many times before, so you know how to proceed, but do not put off replenishing your food. My main concern for you all, my bridal community, is that you cling to me with all your might. Lean not on your own understanding. Cling always to my love for you, and all else will progress as it should. Do not turn back. Look to the left or the right, but stand firmly, wrapped around my heart and will for you. And I am asking you to cling steadfast in your request for intercession from my mother. She will get you through the hardest of times. I have assigned to her many angels and the disbursement of many graces. And she loves you tenderly and is constantly watching over your needs. How can this be? She is a mere mortal. Her soul is immortal. And because she was so faithful with what I gave her on earth, so much more has been given into her hands to administer. For her heart is truly one heart with mine, and I trust her totally. Keep your hands on my heart, beloved ones, and I will lead the way through my heart. You will feel in your heart by giving to you the awareness of what is transpiring with the world. Remain faithful to me, my beloved brides, for truly I am with you, and thousands of angels are with you as well. Have no fear. I have made provision for you.